Thank you for sharing. Miss Pam? Okay.
We have witnessed, we have testified, we have prayed.
I know the feeling.
I mean, if they want me to come, but I said no. I just think that my husband needs some time with his dad right now.
Sure.
And pray that I made the right choice too, you know, because the devil always tries to undermine me, you know.
That's true.
But I just feel that he could get through to his dad better than I could, even though he listens to me, and just pray for safe travels and just continue to.
We sure will.
And by the way, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for the text message today. Thank you for the text messages and the Facebook post.
I got to witness to Mormons Tuesday morning.
You did?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
They took off when I told them.
They took off.
They took off when I told them about this church they didn't want to hear.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, where'd you see them at? Where'd you run into them at? Perfect setup. Well, I'm proud of you, son.
I told them my problem and then looked at it and they took off.
See? Excellent, man. Excellent. That's all you have to do sometimes is just show them the Bible and they run. Miss Glenda. Okay. We sure will. Anyone else? This is your aunt, Brother David. Yes. Is he? Johnny Watson. Absolutely. Anyone else? Thank you for mentioning that. Very true. Let us fortify ourselves. Anyone else? Any more unspokens tonight? All right. God sees them all. Sometimes we don't feel at liberty to share, but God knows about it. Miss BJ shared with me on the way in that I guess a telemarketer or someone called. Long story short, he asked for prayer. And I believe is how it went.
I told him I couldn't talk because I was going to church.
Okay. Yep, that's how it went. She said that, I'm sorry, I can't talk. I'm going to church. And then he went on to say, well, could you pray for me? Some kind of situation with his girlfriend and some in-laws not wanting them to get married. I thought that was something that he opened up like that. We were talking as in the way in, and there are so many opportunities in this world. Everybody's busy. We're coming and going. But there are a lot of hurting people on our pathway that needs prayer. And so we're going to pray for this telemarketer tonight when we pray. Whenever I tell somebody I'm going to pray for them, I like to follow through on that. Because if they come to you and they confide in you, they think of you enough to ask you to pray. It's something that we're certainly going to do, follow through with. Anyone else? All right. Let me just read some names off here. Miss C.C. Prestridge had a couple appointments coming up, and one with an echocardiogram, another some kind of, I believe it was a nuclear medicine test of some kind. She canceled those out. She's doing so bad, she said, that even with the medicine she's taken, she wants to go right into the pacemaker being installed in her heart. So I told her we would mention that tonight. And don't quote me on this. I think it's my text message on my phone, but I believe it's May 12th. I'll correct that. I'll mention it Sunday for sure. But I believe it's May 12th. She's going for that. And so let's really pray for her. And, of course, Brother Chuck, as he supports her. The heart, we've got to have our heart. And it's got to work properly, because I'm sure many of you know, if your heart's not working right, it affects everything in your body, from energy to minds to mindset and everything else in between. And so let's remember her. Let's continue to remember our children's home staff and children and everything in between that's going on there. Miss Lanice Head, as she recovers from her fall, the broke ribs. I believe she has a leg or knee problem along with that she has to go to the orthopedic about. Let's remember her. Of course, Bobby McClendon was here Sunday, but he still has to take it easy with that ulcer he had in his stomach, or has, that they fixed. Miss Dawn Capistrano, she has surgery next week on the 3rd. I believe it's Wednesday. Tim Ledford, believe it was supposed to be yesterday. I hadn't heard anything from his surgery. Has anybody? Bro Jeff Hodges, have you heard anything from Tim? Okay. Tracy Reese, let's remember her. Christy Teague. And Miss Marianne, I hadn't asked you lately, I don't think.
Tuesday, I go to see the doctor, and hopefully I get the orthopedic.
Okay. Clear for what?
They said I only have a couple of weeks, so they have a week too. So I
all right. Larry Bennett, as he continues to get well from his surgery. Miss Connie Norton, she's still hospitalized as of yesterday, and they're trying to figure her heart situation out. So it looks like she's going to be getting a stent. That's the last thing I heard yesterday. Just don't know when, but let's remember her. And Brother Jeff Hodges, his sister-in-law, and continue to remember that.
She's going to meet with the surgeon.
Yeah, they're going to meet.
Meet and talk?
May 22nd.
Okay.
Angie.
May 22nd. Angie. Sister-in-law. Got it. Leonard and Dolores Palmer. Harold Dolph. Don and Carla Rich. Talked to Brother Don today, and they're getting ready to celebrate 20 years in July, and so praise the Lord for that. That's awesome. Shauna Bendy and Michael, I heard Michael has COVID. Okay, Cassie says yes. So let's remember him. It's good to see Glenda back with us. Just under weather a little bit last week. Good to see her back with us. Miss Pam, is that, are you stretching or?
I'm sorry.
Hey, that's fine. That's why we're here.
They was, now, you know, what, no matter what age they were 90. So, you know, they
right.
Died, and they both were born again Christians. So they were ready, you know. But still, that daughter, she's a very dear friend of mine, and I just know that she's hurt.
Well, thank you for mentioning that. We'll certainly remember her.
They go to my church.
Okay.
She does.
Yeah. Randy and Diane Ely, the Daly's, Ash Worse, Rusty and Chris Watkins. As I mentioned a week or so ago, Rusty's mom is in Bethel Gardens now, right here in Powder Springs. And so either she's there or she's on the way there. Pretty sure she's there, but that's a blessing. Melissa Slagle, Barbara Anderson, Jimmy and Jenny Clanton are shut-ins. The McCrickards, Joyce Manning, of course, Barbara Anderson falls in that shut-in list as well. But those in the military, James Tolan Brown, Peyton Cochran, and then Kevin Brook at Champion Christian College. And so let's remember these things. Let's also remember this coming up Sunday morning, regular services. Sunday night will be our Sunday Nights Plus downstairs. And the last Sunday night of every month is always our supper. We always have a supper. The Sunday nights we've been down there here recently, it's been Brother Brian, Miss Darlene have committed the first 3 or 4 weeks for snacks. And we will have snacks every Sunday we're down there. But that last Sunday night fellowship or Sunday night plus will be a supper. And we've asked Brother Larry Bennett if he would grill out hamburgers and hot dogs. And so he's going to fry up the grill. So y'all be ready for that. Looking forward to that. Anybody have anything else tonight before we come and pray?
My friend Claudia.
That's right. Let's continue to remember Miss Claudia and in our prayers. Okay. If that's all that would, meet us in the altar. We'll have a time of prayer together. And then Brother Jeff will have a song. And then we will share what's on our heart tonight. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. appreciate that, brother. And thank you again for the special happy birthday song and the banner. I love it. I love it. I told Christy last night, I said, so you know, the older you get, as far as birthdays, it's really, just hear me out on this, it's really just another day, but it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different. And so it was a little bit different today. It is certainly another day, but it's just a little bit different today. And so I appreciate all of those who wish me happy birthday on Facebook and text messages. And again, tonight, what a blessing. What a blessing it is. We're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 9, just for a few moments tonight. And I was thinking about my birthday today and how that it falls upon a Wednesday and church being tonight. I was thinking about teaching, and I thought about, well, should I just take tonight off? And I got to thinking, well, no, I don't want to take tonight off. I got to thinking as well, actually leading up to today, what better way to celebrate my birthday than to do what I love? And that is stand right here and have the privilege and honor and green light from God to be able to share the Bible with you. What a blessing. You're welcome. What a blessing and privilege it is to be able to do what I love on my birthday. I never thought, at least when I was lost over 20 years ago, back in my lost days as a teenager growing up, a young adult, I never thought at 41 I would be pastoring and preaching. And so this is literally a dream come true for me to stand here tonight. It's a miracle that I'm standing here tonight. It was funny, Sunday morning, I might have been you, Cassie, that was down here, and I was talking to my grandpa, my aunt. I think maybe you stepped in or someone else or someone with you. And my grandpa looked at someone and said, aren't you just proud of Justin? My grandpa said, I am, but you should have known him back then. My aunt said, Dad, don't say that. I said, no, it's okay. That's my testimony. Of course, he started tearing up and saying how much that he's proud. And really, it's God's grace that he's proud of. It's God. I was certainly heading in the wrong direction, and it was the Lord that rescued me. And so tonight, I just stand honored and privileged to be able to speak on my birthday. And I'm thankful tonight. I'm grateful for the Lord and what he's done in my life, what he's done in the past 20 years of my salvation. The list goes on and on at how grateful I am for the things that he's done, places that he has put my feet in and allowed me to stand. Sometimes I've been a little shaky with the places he's put my feet to stand, and I know that you can agree with some places he's put your feet to stand. I read a statement one time that it was, I believe, Abraham Lincoln that said, put your feet where you know you're supposed to be and stand, come what may. And I like that. But the Lord has certainly allowed us to stand in some shaky places. But over time, those shaky places become comfortable places as you get used to it. And but I praise the Lord tonight for all that he's done since I've been saved and before I got saved. Thank the Lord. The Bible says that the Lord reigns on the just and the unjust. And so if there was a farmer out there that, we'll put it this way, that doesn't know the Lord, and the one across the street knows the Lord, the rain cloud comes along and rains on both of their their crops. That's just the goodness of God. God, God's been good to me, but he's been good to me before I got saved. It just took me getting saved to realize it. And so today, I've really just been caught up in the faithfulness of God and how good he's been to me. I don't want the lesson tonight to be about me, but I do want to share some things that I've experienced about the Lord and his faithfulness. And I just want to make it about him on my birthday tonight, if I could. And I want to share some things with you on this topic. And just simply, God is faithful. God is faithful. I know you've heard it a million times, preachers and teachers speaking on the faithfulness of God. But don't yawn just yet, because the Lord might have something for you here tonight as we talk about this. I'm sure you could share your own stories about how God has been faithful. Miss BJ, has God been faithful to you? Miss Marianne? I mean, we could go on and on tonight. God, Brother David, God has been faithful. God has been, those watching on Facebook could testify, I'm sure, that God has been faithful, and that God has been faithful even when you didn't deserve it. And not that we could ever do anything to deserve his goodness, but sometimes you just feel rotten, and he comes along and blesses you anyway. And the Bible says that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. And so it's amazing how rotten I can be, and yet how good God can be. And there's only really one explanation for that, and that is because I'm his son, and because you're his sons and daughters as well, if you've been saved. All right, so notice if you would in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. The Bible says, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So tonight, the faithfulness of God, or I want to use that those first three words, God is faithful. If you are saved tonight, if there has been a time and place in your life where you said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, save me from my sin, wash away my sin, take me to heaven when I die, reveal your purpose for me now. If you have asked Jesus to save you, you belong to him. The Bible says that Romans 10, verse number 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so Paul is writing here to Corinthians, those who know him. And he says that God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. By entering in a relationship with Jesus, we enter in a relationship of Father and Son, and he fellowships with us. He walks with us. He talks with us. The good times, the bad times. Paul even explains it in Philippians chapter number 3. That I may know him in the power of his resurrection. The fellowship of his sufferings. Be made conformable unto his death. And so we have times of fellowship in various ways. We have times of fellowship with him in church. We have times of fellowship with him on the job. We have times of fellowship with the Lord in the good times and the bad. He wants us to know him more. And so I pray that we'll get to know him more and more. But it's through his faithfulness we get to know him more. It's through him being faithful and being so true to us as our Father. Tonight I want to mention five things. About the subject of God is faithful, or the subject of the faithfulness of God. Five things. Now, this is coming from me and my experience with the Lord, but I also have scripture too to back it up. Number one, we see that God is faithful to save anyone who calls upon his name. Some of these are elementary things, but they're just from me to him to you. Romans 10:13, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's amazing to me. Some people feel like, well, God won't save me. God can't save me. I've done too many bad things. I'm not lovable. God will not save me. And the Bible says that He will save anybody who ask Him to save them. He will do that. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Paul says that he was the chiefest of sinners. And yet the Lord showed up on the same road that he was on. And in those verses in Acts chapter number 9, I believe it is, Paul said that he heard some things and he seen some things. He seen a bright light and he heard a voice talking with him. You know, Paul could have been the original writer of the song, I Saw the Light. You know, don't you love that song, I Saw the Light? Truly, he was on that road and he was going to deliver them letters and murder Christians and pull them out of their house and create havoc and all that. And then he saw the light. And so people, even the chiefest and vilest and wretched of sinners, God shows his light to. I mean, what a blessing that is. He is faithful to save anyone who calls upon his name. The Bible says in Isaiah, I believe it is, that his ear isn't too heavy that he cannot hear, nor his arm shortened that he cannot save. He is waiting and listening. He is reaching down wanting to save anyone who asks to save them. So faithful to save anyone who calls upon his name. But then number two, God is faithful to sustain during tough times. Can anybody say amen right there? He is faithful to sustain during tough times. The word sustain means to strengthen, to support mentally and physically. Think about those times that you in your life didn't think you in your life, your experience, the path you was on, or just whatever situation has been coming up in your life that's tough. Think about the mental support you needed and the physical ability and the strength that you needed. Did not God come through in some way, some form, some fashion and help you? Yes, he did. I can say he's helped me several times. Turn, if you would, to Isaiah chapter number 41 just for a moment. Isaiah 41. Listen to this in verse number 10. Isaiah 41 in verse number 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. What a blessing tonight that is. He says, I don't want you to fear. I don't want you to be dismayed. I don't want you to retreat. I don't want you to give up. I want you to hang in there. Hang in there. I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You know, there's some times in life when we're holding on to God. And we've got life by the horns, so to speak. But then there's other times in life where God is holding on to us. When we have no more strength to hold on to Him. We have no more mental capacity to think our way through. Our hearts are too heavy to fully believe. We're mixed with doubt and faith. Yet during those times, the Lord says, I will uphold you. You don't have to worry about leaving this relationship. You may think you have me at times, and you do, but the times you don't have me, I will always have you. That's a blessing tonight. It's been my experience since I've been saved that the Lord is faithful concerning the times where he sustains us and sustains me. so glad tonight we serve a Lord that sustains. He will sustain you. And so the Lord is faithful tonight to save. He's faithful tonight to sustain. But he's faithful tonight to supply financially. Supply financially. Philippians chapter number 4 for just a moment, if you would, or just listen. But Philippians chapter number 4. You know, if money wasn't an issue, then we wouldn't ever have to trust God for it. We all need money for to pay bills and make things work and to have things to give back to the Lord. The Lord, he's faithful to supply financially. Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 19. I thought I was there. He says, My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, if you go back and you read Philippians and you read that chapter, you'll find out that Paul is talking to those who gave to him for the work of the ministry. And so Paul is saying here, you spent your finances given to me for the ministry. He says, in return, I want you to know that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory. Back in verse number 16 of Philippians, chapter number 4, he says, for even in Thessalonica you sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Being a believer, we believe in tithing. We believe in giving to missions. We believe in giving offerings. The Lord requires 10% of the first fruits of all of our increase. And sometimes you may say, well, I just don't know if I can afford to tithe. And listen, I'm not being hard on anyone. Everything is at an all-time high. Everything's expensive. But the thing about it is, if you read in Malachi chapter number 4, if you explore other places in the Bible about giving, you'll always find out that God always supplies, God always gives back, and sometimes more than you give. Excuse me tonight, sorry, I know that was loud. And so here is no different. He says that you give to the ministry, and God will take care of you. And I want to tell you, there's been some times along the way when the bills were paid and the tithe's going in, but there's so much more month left, you just didn't know how things were going to meet. And out of nowhere, and sometimes through the frailest means, God would supply. I remember I shared this not long ago. There was a time where I did a funeral, and it was a person from our first church. I had actually buried their whole family, and this was one of the last ones. And I remember going to that funeral. I believe it was Crestlawn Cemetery, all the way down Atlanta Road. And I remember going in there thinking, all my bills are paid, everything's paid, but yet I had finances on my mind because we had so much more month left before any more income. Got in there, pulled in there, preached a sermon, and of course I was there for the family, got in the car and left, and opened up. I mean, it was a woman who barely had any means at all, you know, living off Social Security, barely had her bills paid. I mean, had two crisp $100 bills for me. And I know nowadays that's a lot of money, though, if you don't have a lot of money. $200 is a lot of money. And at that moment, That was exactly what we needed. God has done that for us time and time again. God has supplied financially. And I'm not making this about money, but I'm just sharing with you my personal experience. I can remember one time, I believe it was after our first church, and it was before I went to work at Georgia Tech. I worked there for a while. Nobody doing it. Give me no booze now, like Georgia Tech. But I remember me and Lily. Lily, she was probably 5 years old, 6 years old, something like that. And I can remember one day I was taking her to breakfast, and it was summertime. She was out of school. And I can remember we pulled up at a red light, and on a power pole, there was a poster that said, "Lost Dog." It said, $100 missing reward, or a lost dog missing, $100 reward if found. I'll tell you right now, we had just enough money at that time to go to McDonald's and come back home. You know what ran out in front of our car? That missing dog did. You know what I did? I parked that car, and I went after that dog. Now, I didn't go far, but I got on the phone. I called the guy. I said, "Look, I found your dog. He just crossed in front of my car. I tried to chase him. I couldn't get him." He came over there. He found the dog. I had me $100. You say, "Oh, that's just a neat story." No, that's God. That is God involving himself in our lives, showing that sometimes it's all laid out, the money's there, but other times gets a little critical and we get a little worried. But even then, we don't have to worry, because the Lord will allow you to chase down a dog if you have to make bills paid, make ends meet. And that's okay, because he provided. And that is a memory in my mind, in my heart, about the faithfulness of God. And so the Lord tonight, he's faithful to supply financially. He's faithful to sustain during tough times. He's faithful to save anyone who calls upon his name. But I like this one. He's faithful to forgive when I sin. 1 John chapter number 1. Or you can just listen along. You don't have to turn if you want to. Sometimes it does better just to listen and not be involved trying to find it in the Bible. 1 John chapter number 1. And the writer here is talking to believers, those who have been saved. He says, first of all, in chapter number 1, but in verse number 7, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." But verse number 8 says, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." So number 1, even as believers, we're still sinners. There's times where we still slip. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, don't get it twisted tonight. This has nothing to do with union. Union. All right? At the new birth, we become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. The union we have with him cannot be broken. But the communion can be. The communion, I've said this before and I'll say it again, my relationship with Lily, she will always be my daughter. She will always be my daughter. She can rebel, she can do bad in school, she can do all those things and more. And I guarantee you, if she doesn't apologize or make it right, it will affect our relationship. But she will always be fed. She will always, you know, have plenty of clothes, a place to sleep, things like that. She'll always be my daughter. But all the extra stuff she won't get. All the extra stuff. She'll get the basics. Because I coveted with my wife, Christy. I coveted with God when we had her, that I will be a faithful father. And so she will always be fed, clothed, and housed. That is the basic stuff. If she rebels, if she does something bad, if she messes up at school and it's her fault, that will affect our relationship. She won't get any extras. She'll get the basics, and she'll always be my daughter. And so tonight, when it comes to these verses, this does not affect our union. We are his children for life and eternity. But it does affect our communion. So he says, if, it's conditional, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You say, Brother Justin, I thought all that was forgiven at the cross. It was. But you see, it has to do with the relationship. It's all about relationship. And we are cleansed from all unrighteousness of the sins that are committed. Though our past sins have been forgiven and future, but yet, again, this has to do with relationship. Again, back to Lily and me, it affects the here and the now. All right, so the Lord is faithful to forgive when I sin. 1 John 1:9, but then I want to share one more with you, and we'll be through tonight a little bit early. He's faithful to love at all times. All these kind of blend together a little bit, but there's still a difference. Y'all excuse me for one more second. I don't know why. Some choice words I shouldn't have said, and I would pray and say, Lord, if I were you, I would just kill me. You say, that's harsh to say. Well, that's how I felt. Lord, if I were you, after what I did and what I said, I would just take you home. Now, can you imagine what the Lord was thinking when I said that? Are you kidding me? I knew you before you were even born. While I was on the cross, you were on my mind. All the things that you previously did and all the things that you did now and you're going to do, I already know about them, and you're telling me to take you home because of what you said? Son, get up and walk in forgiveness. and so it's amazing when it comes to the love of the Lord, because his love is unconditional. It's like a wedding band. There's no beginning and there's no end. It's forever. Use that at a wedding. It's a good place to use that. There's no beginning and no end. It's just continual. And that's the love that the Lord has with us. It's just a continual love. He surrounds us and circles us with and crowns us, Psalm says. He crowns us, which means he encircles us with loving kindness. And so the Lord loves us tonight unconditionally. Some people, when they mess up and they slip, they say, oh, I can't go back to church. I've done too much. I know I'm saved, but that's just a lie of the devil. We're waiting on you to come back. There's some that should be coming back and should come back, but they've been gone for so long, they're thinking, well, what would they say if I can't? Nobody's going to say anything. Other than glad to have you back. The devil loves to work in those areas where someone's been out of church for a while and they're hesitant about coming back. But tonight, that's my experience, is that the Lord is faithful to love at all times. I believe it's Proverbs that says, a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. It's not about us messing up. It's about us choosing to get up and walk in forgiveness, because we're already forgiven, and just rejoice about that. He's faithful to save, faithful to sustain, faithful to supply, faithful to forgive, and faithful to love. Just a little lesson tonight on God is faithful on my birthday. Heavenly Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for all things. Lord, I pray that you would just use the mini lesson tonight to just remind us all that you can be trusted, Father, and that you're dependable. Thank you for loving us with the everlasting love. Thank you for always being there for us. And help us, Lord, be there to be used by you. And Father, we love you tonight, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.